Amid this month's big immigration news, the White House has also been focusing on another issue, campus sexual assault. A new public service announcement shows a drunk woman struggling to get away from a guy. A bystander jumps in to help.
This isn't a PSA about a sexual assault. It's about being the guy who stops it.
Other prevention efforts have focused on educating would-be perpetrators, making sure they understand the definition of consent. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, campuses are struggling to connect with possible victims.
In some ways, getting students to be active bystanders is the easy part.
Hey, sign the pledge!
In a busy corridor at MIT, student activists are working as part of a national campaign called It's On Us, urging students to intervene if they see someone in trouble.
All you have to do is basically vow to be a good bystander.
But when it comes to telling students how to keep themselves out of trouble,
It's a tough line to tread because the blame should still be on the perpetrator. But you also want to protect these people.
Sophomore Larkin Sayre says she struggles with it. Telling women to not get too drunk or wear too short a skirt, she says, feels wrong.
That's not a society I want to live in, where I have to look out for what I wear. I think that's a basic human right. And we don't tell men to not get blackout drunk.
But Sayre says not telling women feels wrong, too. Her mom warned her.
It is so hard. And honestly, I haven't figured out my full feelings about the whole idea.
Yeah, I was actually talking about this last night with my friends.
Grad student Brendan Smith, who came to sign the bystander pledge, says it's not an either-or question. Of course, he says, students should take precautions. As one law enforcement official put it, you wouldn't park your Lexus with the windows open and leave jewelry on the front seat. That would be foolish. In the same way, Smith says students need to use common sense.
People don't like to hear that. Like, if I tell my friend, like, oh, I think you're drinking too much, like, you should probably slow down, I might get some crap for it, but I think it's a risk you have to take. I mean, they could possibly be a victim of some kind of assault.
It's kind of what the campus police at the University of Wisconsin-Madison were thinking when they emailed out what they thought were helpful safety tips, like, quote, if you present yourself as easy prey, then expect to attract some wolves.
When I saw it, I was like, what the hell does that mean? It was very shocking.
LaChrista Greco is a survivor and activist who works on campus.
I was like, this is super victim blaming. People cannot prevent their own rapes.
Greco says putting the onus on victims will hurt more than help, since victims will be less willing to go to police.
They might now feel like there's no way in hell I would report it, because they're going to be made to feel it's their fault when it's not.
Recently, Ramapo College in New Jersey also came under fire after students were warned that their body language and facial expressions could also invite assault. Officials say the comments were misinterpreted and that violence is always the perpetrator's fault, but they're reviewing their program. Likewise, at the University of Wisconsin, police spokesman Mark Lovicott says officers will now choose their words more carefully.
Man, it just seems like we live in such a politically correct society these days, and everybody's watching the words they use, and they should be, I mean, to a certain extent. But when it comes to crime prevention, we're not going to stop.
We have an obligation, Lovicott says, to advise students how to stay safe.
And that's not victim blaming, because there are predators out there who are looking for individuals that may seem more of a target than others. But how do you say that in a way that you're not offending a victim who went through this horrible crime?
Yeah, this is the third rail. It really is.
University of Virginia law professor Ann Coughlin says she, too, has learned to hold back on what she calls common sense advice.
Yes, I've experienced the blowback, and it's touchy.
But Coughlin says it's understandable. Going back to that analogy of leaving your Lexus open with jewelry on the seat, police might call that a dumb move, but if your stuff was taken, they'd also still call it a crime and go after the thief. Rape cases, Coughlin says, have always been different.
Up until very, very recently, there was no crime. If the woman is drunk, she's intoxicated, it must mean she's consenting, she wasn't raped. That's not victim blaming. That's saying you weren't even a victim.
Indeed, as the White House's point person on the issue, senior advisor Valerie Jarrett put it, no matter what happens leading up to the crime, it's still a crime. Warning potential victims should be part of the solution, she says, but only part.
Yes, certainly one has personal responsibility. But in so many of these instances, women are doing everything right, but yet they're still being sexually assaulted.
What's encouraging, Jared says, is that people are now talking about it more. Years ago, she says, she never warned her daughter about sexual assault, but she's glad moms today are. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.